Chapter 11. I'll be honest, I stared at the blinking message for the better part of a minute. While I'd never used Archetype before, I hadn't expected it to work quite like this. Still, I was intrigued beyond almost all measure, even if I didn't normally play summoner-type classes. If I could create some ants, that would make this whole thing a hell of a lot easier. Yes, I said. And as the words left my lips, another menu popped up in front of me displaying the giant sentry ant like a vaguely translucent 3D model that listed its stats in their entirety, as well as the cost to create, which was thankfully well within my ability. Part of me had worried that I wouldn't have the necessary amount of aura to create the summon, but that didn't seem to be a problem, thanks to all the points I'd added to intelligence. Stranger still, though, was that there was an empty star shape in the corner of the menu. Then, because I had no better course of action, I just asked aloud. While the help menu in Terraforma was better than most, half the time it still didn't actually give me useful information, but I was hoping it would help. "What's the star mean?" I said. And thankfully, the gods above must have thought my question was valid because a new message filled my vision. "You have not created a giant sentry ant. The first creature you create for any pattern will be more powerful than subsequent creations." "Ah," I said with a nod. That was pretty cool because it meant two things. Not only could I create multiple ants, but the first one would be even stronger. So, if I found new types of ants, I might have a host of firsters. "Well, let's do this," I said, and smacked my palms together. "Create ant." Yeah, I know I didn't have to say anything, but it felt a lot cooler to shout out a command. There was a flash of light as green smoke poured out of me and filled in the pattern in front of me. It was kind of crazy, like watching someone build a complicated structure out of Play-Doh, only in super fast forward. An eye blink later, a green-hued giant sentry ant was standing before me. I could clearly see all its stats and its level, which was one, but strangely enough, it didn't seem to have health of its own. Whenever I had used summons in the past, they'd always had their own health, but this one definitely didn't. Crazier still was that its aura was approximately 10% less than what I had used to summon the creature. As I stared at it, I realized it wasn't taking any aura to maintain it. Was it really just the case of costing? If so, how many could I create? I went to try again, since it had taken about a quarter of my aura, and this time, when I opened the pattern, I saw the star was filled in, indicating I had now created my first creature. "Well, well," I said, as I created another ant, and unsurprisingly, this one's stats were a lot weaker than the first one. Like before, it had no health, and unlike the first, its total aura was about 20% less than the amount I'd used to create it. I consulted the help menu once more and tried to find out how the whole health thing worked, but this time, there was no information about it or really anything else. "Well, that's lame," I stared at the ants. "Guess we'll have to learn as we go." They, unsurprisingly, didn't respond. Resolving not to summon more ants until I knew how it worked when they took damage, I used auric extraction on the other ant, which regenerated most of the aura I'd consumed. Then I set to dismembering the corpses. I got the first one halfway done when I had a thought. I had summons. "First and second, can you two help me harvest the corpses?" They didn't respond in words as such. Instead, the two ants moved forward and began to cut apart the corpses in exactly the way I'd have done it, only I didn't have to do it. Man, I could get used to this, I said, as I began to gather up the harvested ant pieces. A few minutes later, we were done, and I put my hands on my hips as I stared at the two ants. Well, you two are awesome. It was true. It would have taken me a good 20 minutes to harvest the two ant corpses, but my aunts and I had field-dressed both in less than five. Crazier still was that my skill seemed to go up exactly as much as it would have if I'd done it myself. Did that mean that we shared experience as well? I wasn't quite sure, especially since I didn't know quite how they worked. But I would soon enough, because the next set of ants wasn't that far away. I picked up the rocks I'd used to fell the ants and tucked them into my pocket. Then I checked my sling before heading in the direction of the next cluster of ants. My plan was simple. Wipe out every cluster I could to maximize my experience before moving toward the denser spots. As I walked along, the ants followed me at a modest pace, staying just far enough behind me to be close, but not annoyingly so. Almost like they knew what I wanted them to do. Admittedly, part of me wanted to try riding one so I wouldn't have to walk, but they weren't quite big enough for that. Maybe I could find a giant quarter horse ant, though? The rest of the journey was filled with me recalling all the monsters I'd ever faced in the game and wishing I had their patterns at my disposal, which was also when it really hit me that this was real. In all my previous exploits, Terra Forma had been a game. This time, it wasn't. I'd get to keep everything I'd ever earned, at least until Zaxxas came to devour my world anyway, only I was determined to grow strong enough to stop him. And to do that, I needed to level up as quickly as possible, forge my planet into a juggernaut of strength, and form alliances with every world I could find. It was do or die. I felt my hands clench into fists as I came upon the next cluster of giant sentry ants. As if they knew what was going on, first and second seemed to grow both agitated and excited. That said, I knew rushing into battle with untested summons was silly, especially since there were three ants at this spot, and I didn't have an uphill advantage like I had last time. Okay, I said as I glanced back at first and second. We're going to play this smart. I pointed to the enemy ants. I'm going to hit the center one. If it goes down, I'll move left. Either way, I'll plan on dealing with both of them. While that happens, I want you to focus down the right one. After that, come help me if I'm actively fighting, and if not, get any that are down but not dead. They didn't nod or anything, but I got the impression they understood. So I readied my sling and did a slow count in my head. As I launched my first rock through the air, first and second took off toward our adversaries with a burst of speed that was a lot less than they'd had in life. The rock cracked the second one in the side of the head, and as it wobbled sideways, I was already hurling my next rock. That one put it down, but I knew I wouldn't even have time to try a third time. My ants were just about at the enemies now, and as they launched themselves at the right one, the left ant broke off to attack them instead of me. Perfect, I mumbled, as I used the distraction to fling another stone at it. This one caught the left ant in the side with an ear-splitting crack. As it turned back toward me, it caught another rock in its left mandible. The creature squealed in pain, giving me time to hit it again. Unfortunately, because of the way it was thrashing in pain, my rock only glanced off its shoulder. That was okay, though, because I was already tearing forward. I called my mandibles into my hands and leapt onto the creature's back while using all my eight to drive the weapons into the softer spot between its head and thorax. There was a loud snap as my weight drove the creature to the ground, letting me know I'd probably broken its legs. My twin mandibles tore through the soft joint with ease, spilling warm goo across the dirt. And as I tore them out savagely, I was greeted with a message. You have killed creature. Giant sentry ant. Satisfied, I leapt to my feet and turned to help my ants. Only as I did, I got another message. Your summoned creatures have killed creature. Giant sentry ant. I barely had time to think before the two ants tore off to get the center ant, which was just starting to recover. They leapt on it with furious abandon, and since it was mostly down, it was quite soon out. Then, first and second turned to look at me, and as their blinking, multifaceted eyes fixed on me, I got the impression they were wondering if I was pleased with them. Good fucking job, I cried. And as I did, I opened their respective menus to see what had happened. That's when my eyes widened in shock. First appeared to be totally fine, and while both seemed completely uninjured, second had no aura in his bar. That's when I realized my own aura had decreased by nearly half, which was way more than I'd used for aura infusion. And that's when it hit me. The ants used aura as health, and when it dropped to zero, they started to consume my aura, which could drain me in a flash. Thankfully, Second was already starting to regenerate his aura, so I knew I wouldn't have to heal the creature per se, but it definitely made me a bit more wary of what would happen if, say, 10 summons got knocked out from an area of effect attack. My entire aura bar might vanish along with them. I quickly cast auric extraction on the first corpse and set my ants to begin harvesting it before I moved to the next two corpses. Right now, I had about 2/3 of my aura, and it would remain there if I created 2 more ants and then used auric extraction to regenerate aura. So I did just that, and in no time, I had 4 ants. I was going to build an army to overrun my enemies and worry about the consequences later, since I hadn't even seen any monsters with area of effect attacks yet.